meet his friends. This shir should be a special schus for my most beloved friend, Reb Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who is the inspiration behind these Sfas Emes Shiurim. This is the second Sfas Emes Shiur, Parshas Tazria this year. And it should also be a schus for his very special brother, or Mikey Mitnick Shlita. And they should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. Tav reish lamed ches Sfas Emes dibra maslu binyan zechiras Miriam. Regarding the matter of remembering Miriam. The Torah says, Zechores Asher Asah Hashem Elokecha Miriam, remember what God did to Miriam. Rashi brings from the Sifri, from the Medrash, Im Basa Lahazir Shalot Tilka B'tzeras Al Tzapir Loshen Hara. Zechores Asay LeMiriam Shedibra Be'achea V'lik V'achia V'loksa B'negoim. If you want to be careful not to get tzaras, don't speak Lashon Hara. Remember what happened to Miriam. She spoke about her brothers and she got tzaras lo aleinu. In other words, the tachlis of mentioning this whole maisa with Miriam is not stam, that we remember bad things that people did, but rather something much more practical, and that is to edify us, to make us better people, that we remember that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara and got Negaim, and therefore we are going to stay away from it. It has a deterring, it is a deterrent, and thus we will refrain from speaking Lashon Hara. So if that's the case, why does the Torah speak Beramazim instead of saying, remember what God did to Miriam, just say, don't speak Lashon Hara? Because then, Chalila, if you do, then what happened to Miriam is going to happen to you. So if refraining from speaking Lashon Hara is the Ikra Tachlis of the Pasuk, why is it not mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk? He says, remember what God did to Miriam. Say, don't speak Lashon Hara, because if you do, God forbid, what happened to her could happen to you. Another thing we have to understand is we know that everything that comes from God is good. And if that's the case, why does it say, remember what Hashem Elokecha did to Miriam? That sounds like something so negative came from Hashem. Another diuk in the pasuk is, why does the Torah mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? Remember what God did to Miriam, but Derech B'tzeischem in Mitzrayim. You're right, that's when it happened. But Lechora, there's no kesher between the fact that it happened when you left Egypt and Miriam's tzaras. So the Sfas Emes is miyashiv everything based on the famous Ramban in Parashas Tazria, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Mem Zayin. The Ramban establishes that the whole inyan of Nigi Abayis VeHaBeged are Eidus Al Ma'alasim Shel Yisrael. Ramban only speaks about those two. It even seems that it's Nigi Aguf as well, according to the Sfas Emes. It's an Eidus Al Ma'alasim Shel Yisrael. It's a special Hashgacha Pratis, the special divine providence that we have, the Jewish people have. And it only is chal on us, it only falls on us when, it's a bad word, fall, but when we are in Eretz Yisrael, in our place. So that's the special edus of the tzaras. Let's see it inside. If it's telling us not to speak Lashon Hara, so why is the Pasuk embarrassed to say the mention Lashon Hara explicitly? It also says that what God did to Miriam, and we know that God doesn't do, the Pasuk doesn't relate bad things to Hashem, because from Hashem only good comes out. It says in the Torah Kohanim, "B'chukotzai perik chavo pasuk tazayin." Afani says, "Zos lachem lachem miyed miyedechem ha'isa zos." Ein aray yotzis melufana meolam. It's from you. The ra is from you because bad doesn't come from me. V'chenu omer mipi elyon lo teitzei haros ela hatov. From the mouth of above of God, bad doesn't come out. Only good. Precious rabbin and out of gimel ein ein ra yored milamala. So there's a lot of, this is a very good discussion to have, but maybe for another time. So what's pshat that a pasuk relates evil to Hashem? Avol nira. Shehi matana shenasen abaris baruch lefnei Yisrael she'en hara yachol lidvok behem. Lechein hara yotzei lechutz uva hatzaras. V'zenosh an Hashem yisbaruch b'yitzis Mitzrayim. Leos bnei Yisrael muvurar in the Tov, kumash kasev Ramban, shinei goyim upele beidus al bnei Yisrael, ayein sham. So the Sfasema says that it would appear that it's a matana that God gave to the Jewish people. So it's not bad, it's good. Because bad is not going to be dovik, bad is not going to cling to the Jewish people. And therefore, the bad is going out, and the tzaras is coming. When the Jewish people left Egypt, this was the great gift of Egypt, that Ra can no longer be Dovek in the Jewish people. And therefore now the Ra goes out of us, like we discussed in the previous shir, that when a person has something inside their system that doesn't agree with them and it goes out, that's a good sign. So it's like it's leaving them. So first of all, the Jewish person can never be Ra Be'etzim, can never be essentially bad. And not only that, but also when it goes out, he realizes that, hey, something is wrong. I have to fix my ways. So therefore, the Ikar Pasuk is not coming to tell us, as we thought in the Kasha, not to speak Lashon Hara, but rather to tell us this great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, a Matana, which is also going to help us stop speaking Lashon Hara. So now we understand everything. We understand why it mentions that we left Egypt, because this is the matana that God gave Jews when they left Egypt. And we understand why it doesn't talk about Lashon Hara directly, because that's not the Ikar Tachlis of the Pasuk. The Ikar Tachlis of the Pasuk is to tell us that we have this great matana from Hashem, that Ra can never actually become part of us. Rather, it goes out and it gives us the message that something is wrong and we have to fix it. So we mentioned the Ramban. Let's see the Ramban inside. It's only from God. God is giving it to you, and it's not nature. That's what the Ramban says in Parshas Metzora. Parshas Tazria, Gimel Zayin, he says, "Vabeged ki ebo neged tzaras zeinenu b'tefa klal v'ova ba'olam v'chein b'gibatim v'v'yos Hashem Yisrael shleimim Hashem." So he says it's not natural, not in the house, not in the clothing. But when the Jewish people are shalim with Hashem, Yeruach Hashem aleim tamid lahamid gufan v'gdam v'otem merare tov. Kashi yikra b'echad neyam chayit v'ovan yishav akiyur. So things are going to look good until there's a sin. V'vigdo b'veitol haris ki Hashem star me'olav. So it's a sign that God left him. And therefore it says, "V'natzati neged tzaras b'beit zeres achuzaschem ki himakas Hashem b'bayis ahu v'inenu noeg ela ba'aretz shinachal Hashem has bidafkan eretz Yisrael, which is nachlas Hashem ki savo ela aretz." And it's not a chovas karka, but it's there when things are good, when we're holy. So we think it sounds really bad, tzaras, but really it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not teva olam klal, but rather it's Hashem's present to tell us something is wrong. In general, when a person has some sort of pain, it's a good sign. Sign, it's telling you something is wrong. The person has negative thoughts. It's telling you something is wrong inside of me that I'm having these thoughts. The person has physical pain. Just go to figure out what's wrong. Go to the doctor. It's always a sign. It's a sign for something. So that's what this negative tzaras is, and it helps us correct our ways. And then in the end, we are pure, and the rag came out of us. And this Sfasemis concludes the peace. And he says, "Shekol davar ra shenimtza bo chas shalom yetzel achutz." All the ra that's inside is going to go out. Al pi mishpat habore yisbarach livnei Yisrael, based on the law of God to the Jewish people. And now we are going to skip to the year Tafresh Mem Aleph. Dibur Maskel v'pasuk v'hizartem. Vizartem, the last shtickle in Mem Aleph. Vizartem b'nei Yisrael b'tumasim, gam loshen nezer v'atara. So vizartem can mean, I'm going to give you this crown of your tuma. Rashi says, vizartem ein nezira ala prisha. So he says that the nezira, like nezor achor, it's prisha, is going back. Ibn Ezra, Vizartem Perusha Kamovi Nazir Mikotch Ibn Esau came Virchakhtim, he should stay far. Omenu Nazir, that's Psha Nazir, Nazir is staying far from the Tavis of Olam Hazeh. But There's an Ibn Ezra who's mamish like a, I don't know, like $150,000 Ibn Ezra. In Parshas Naso, Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin. Ve'yishar b'milos nazir, m'gzeres nezer. Nazir is milosh nezer, a crown. Va'ed, and the testimony is, ki nezer alo kaval rosho. Because the crown of God is on his head. Ve'en a rochok, it's nishta zoivait. It's not such a remote possibility. That's the correct explanation, translation. Vida. And you should know, says the Heilige Ibn Ezra, ki kol b'nei Adam avdei taiva sa'olam. All the people of this world are avodim to the taivas of this world. V'amelech ha'amid yishlam nezer v'ateres malchus b'rosha. The true king has a crown on his head. Ki mi hu, ki mi kol mishu chavshi min ha'taivas. If you're free of taivas, then you're free. Right? That's like the famous song, Vida Levi ki avdei. Right, the only person who's free is a person who's not a slave to his cell phone, he's not a slave to his smartphone, he's not a slave to his MP3, his MP4, his apps, his car, his air conditioning, his coffee, his milk, his cigarettes, his drugs, his drinking, his magazines, his internet, his all the things that people are avoding to in this world. A person is not an avid to anything. He's just with God. He doesn't need anything. All he needs is God. And he's a glücklicher Mensch. He's a happy person that ganze Leben his whole life. So that's the Ibn Ezra. So the Sfasemis, the Ibn Ezra has a chassidishes pshat, and the Sfasemis, I guess, figured if the chassidishes, so Ibn Ezra says a chassidishes pshat, alachas kama v'kama, ich darf gein, in Zayin Veg, I'm going to go in the path of Ibn Ezra, and I'm also going to say the same pshat. Nezer v'atarik, kishu zoichem b'nei Yisrael l'frish min ha'tumah b'yosim b'olam ha'zeh toich ha'tumah su shevach godol lehem. V'izarete, I'm going to give you this crown mitum osam. We're in this world filled with tumah, and we are elevated above that tumah. How awesome is that? We're above all of the tumahs of this world, and that's our crown. That's what makes it special. L'chein k'siv Yisrael ha'shabacha espo'ar. And that's what it says in Isaiah 49:3, the Jewish people with whom I glorify. Hagam ki kam esrafim omdim mimalo. Even though you're right, the angels are higher, but there's a special mile of the Jewish people. It says in Pri Chaim Avos Perek Beis Mishnah that a person should live his life at Tiferes Lom and Adam. That Tiferes is that God feels glorified when man goes in the straight path. Yisrael asher b'chol espar, the Jewish people in whom I glorify. V'omer Rabba Godav HaKadosh Patsina Kaddish V'ainu Rab Doiv Ber Shalkei Nikra Tiferes Gufa V'ainu Mizbaruch Espar B'Yisrael V'ainu Mizbaruch Malachim V'srafim She'ovdim O'yisrael B'gadlus Godal Shem Einam Melubashim B'gufa V'yei Tzahara U'muchrachin Heim La'avoida. So why in Kabbalah, Tikkuni Zohar, Ketuvah Yedzayin Aleph, is Tiferes called the body? Because God glorifies when we serve Him with the body. Malachim don't have a body. What do they want all day? All they want to do is be close to Hashem. But we have bodies. I don't know about you, but sometimes I've had other desires in my life other than getting close to Hashem, because the body got in the way. And therefore, all we have to do is elevate ourselves that we're holy to God, and then we are holier than angels. We're even higher than the seraphim. Yisrael asher b'chaspar v'lo b'seraphim. That God, the Jewish people, are glorifying and not the seraphim. And that's what it means. Tiferes lo min ha'adam. He likes our body. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes, that we serve Him with our guf. B'yisod and avodas Hashem. God likes the fact that we have a body, and that's the test. Tov Reish Mem Dalet of the Medrash Parshas Mitzrayim. It says in Tehillim, "Ach Tov LiYisrael Elokim LeBari Leiv." Of the Medrash says the pasuk is talking about Parshas Negoim. V'nasati Neged Saras V'Veisar Etzachu Zaschem. I will put Neged Saras in the house, in the land of your inheritance. Hadu Dichsiv. That's what it means when it says in the pasuk, "Ach Tov LiYisrael." Only good for the Jewish people. Elokim God LeBari Leiv of those of a pure heart. Yochel Akol. I may think for everybody. Tamid Lomer. No, LeBari Leiv only of a pure heart. Leilu Shalibim Bari B'Mitzvus. Those people whose heart is pure in doing mitzvahs. Ad kan loshan hamedrash. So the pasuk equates between tov and elokim. Ach tov li Yisrael, elokim lebarei levov. Elokim is midas hadin. So al pi pasuk zeh, the din is good. It's mashmeh the negoyim, which we darshan it out. We darshan this pasuk to referring. We expound the pasuk to referring to the negoyim. Negoyim, which are coming from midas hadin, are good for the Jewish people. Is that something? People wouldn't think. Yeah, I'm going to get saras. That's really good. Perish Zok the Heiliger Rebbe. The Laosin Shechafetz and Leos Bore Levov, those people who want to have a pure heart. Toiv lem midas dino shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midas din of God is good. Why? Vehem yisurim shel ahava. These are pains of love. Love pains. Lenakos is called apsolus hanim shenim sabahem. To cleanse out, clean out all of the waste, the spiritual waste that resides in our bodies and souls. The Isa. Because it says in Rashi, the very beginning of the Chumash, God wanted the world should be run strictly on judgment, but he saw the world, it doesn't have the strength only to be miskayim al midas hadin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt compelled kiviyachol to be mishatev, to join together midas harachem. Aval achach nivchu bnei Yisrael aprat mitoch haklal v'hem avadei tzrichim l'taken olam al pi din. But afterwards the Jewish people were chosen, the prat from among the klal, and we are definitely fitting to fix ourselves al pi din. L'chay nitan l'mat Torah b'aseret hadibris. And that's why we were given Torah, we have to earn it. It used to be a commercial that's very popular when I was a kid, back in the late 70s, early 80s, that we get money the old-fashioned way. We earn it. That was like the, some English guy. We earn it. I don't know, some fun, I guess, to make money, something, I don't know. In any event, I'll leave that for people who know how to make money. So the we should all be zochah to have a lot of it. The point that... Oh, amen. That's so nice you said amen. The point that I'm trying to make, sweet friends, is that the Jewish people are living on Midas Hadin. That's why the famous... Chazal tell us that there's 26 kilo olam chazdos, because there are 26 daras until we get the Torah, and that's we lived on chesed, and now we earn it. It's much better that we earn it, because now it's this din, the higher level of chesed, is they don't feel guilty afterwards. Oh, I'm just getting a handout. You don't want a handout. Sometimes I hear a shir, a guy says, I'm giving handouts. I'm like, the people you're giving the shir to are quite wealthy. They don't need your handout. But I understand he's giving out papers with Myra Makomitz. In any event, until God gave the Torah to the Jewish people, we were just, it was all free, it was, you know, it was a free ride. You know what I mean? It's like when you're a kid, right? You're 6 years old, you're 8 years old, you're 10 years old. Everything is free. Free room, free board, free school, free camp, free shoes, free vacations, free ice cream. Everything is free. Everything is free. Then you hit a certain age, and then everything costs you. So as a ma'avar me'od kasha, it's a very difficult transition to make. Everything costs. It costs a lot, also, right? We know that. So the so until then, you're getting it for free. But when you're an adult, you feel better about it, because you know you earned it. You worked hard. You buy your house. You say, I earned this. I worked hard for this house. I paid off this mortgage. I bought this car. I earned it. You feel good when you earn it. That's the nature of the human being. And the Mela works the same way in Ruchnis. You have to earn it. So therefore, the 26 generations of Kilo Elam Chazdo is very nice that God did Chesed. But the Hechera Madrega of Chesed, a higher level of Chesed, is that we should earn the Chesed. And that's why God gave us the Torah. And the Aseres Hadibrois. Vayidaber Elokim. Why Elokim? Is Midas Hadin, Rashi in Parshas Yisro, Ein Elokim El Adayan, Elokim Le Sakalil, the Sargum Odayana. So, and also the Dibor is Lashon Kasha. So we see the Aseret Sadibur is no joking around. This is really serious. We have to earn our keep now. And that's what it says in the Medrash, that if a man is a Zocha, we discussed this in the previous year, we say, you preceded my Sibirashis, you were the first. And if you were in Zocha, then you were last. When it came to Machshava, the original purpose was man. God didn't create the world for the mosquitoes and for the centipedes. God created the world for people, for human beings. They were in Machshava, but in Maisa, we were the last. When you're misakin yourself al pidin and you're zoche b'maisim, so then you're on that same madrega that the machshava was on. In other words, the we're risha in the machshava and we're achar on the maisa. It says in Tikkun Ezer, Akdam of Avav, that when it came to machshava, we were first and we were last in maisa. In other words, when we do our maisa afterwards, we create in the world of maisa, we do our deeds, we do our actions, then we get to the world of risha in the machshava. Then we were on that madrega of all of the machshavta that God thought to create the world, b'midas hadin, and then that's where we preceded everything, because in that world of God's thought, we were first, and now we're living al din, al pi din. So we're justifying that madrega of being the first. When God's giving out mercy, He's giving out to the chasrei day of those who lack the ass. But to us, He's giving the to us, he gives din. That's rachamim, and animals get more rachamim. But to Yidin, he likes giving, he likes doing din with human beings, bechlal, that we should earn our keep. And if you're not zocha, then when it comes to the world of rachmanas, so then let him, God, have rachmanas on the yatush, on the mosquito, before he has more rachmanas on the human being. He doesn't even have das. But we have das. We have to earn our keep. We have to know better. This is, listen, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be geshmak, right? You're going to move to Israel, nefesh ben nefesh, they'll set you up in an apartment, you'll have citizenship, you get a job. No, it's not so geshmak. You're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and you know what you're going to get there? You're going to get neged saras bevoteichem. Wow, I really want to move to Israel now. You know, they're going to find really ugly stuff growing up my walls, and they're going to break my house and smash it down. Why is that great? Why do I want to live in Aliyah? You know what I'm just going to do? I'm just going to stay in Tinek. That's what I'm going to do. Why am I going to come to Eretz Yisrael? Why should I come to Eretz Yisrael if I'm going to get neged saras in my house? The answer is that Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz of Din. This is the Eretz of special Hashgacha. This is where we have to earn it. Yerushalayim al din is mini val din is kaim. Yerushalayim was built with din, and it exists with din. And therefore the Machane of Yisrael wasn't sober, couldn't take any tumah. Somebody's tumetic, they get sent out of the camp. And then this person has a nega, and then he's kicked out of the camp because Eretz Yisrael, Machane Yisrael, cannot take tumah. The Medrash says, this is the Torah of the Mitzorah, because it says in the Pasuk, L'Rosha, God says to the Rosha, what are you talking about my statutes for? What are you learning my Torah for? Because these tikkunim are for the Torah of the Mitzorah, the Torah should be able to learn Torah, because as long as he has his Tumah, he can't come close to Torah. But now that the Tumah left him, now he can learn Torah, and that's his tikkun. So we see that this tzaras is really good. It purifies a person. It's midas hadin. Now we have to earn it. Person gets it. He knows that he has to do tshuva. And that's why in the pasuk it equates tov and elokim. Because ein achinami, it's true. Elokim is tov. Midas hadin is good. We want din because we want to earn our keep. We don't want life to be a cakewalk. It's not life. Life is hard work. Life is earning it. No pain, no gain, they used to say in the weight room. Svasem is tough reish nun vav, v'medrash achor v'kedem. There are many perushim in the medrash and the pasuk of achor v'kedem sartai. It's pasuk in Tehillim. Kuflam it says, hey, in the back and in the front you created me. What's the achor? What's the kedem? So first in the perushim of the medrash is olam hazeh and olam haba. Olam hazeh is called achor because of all of the high hiddenness. It's the back. It's not the clarity. Olam haba is kedem. That's the front. That's the shleimos. That's the gilui. When man was created, he had this possibility, this capacity to be noichel shnei olamos. The shama is from the olam elyon, and the gufa is the guf of man. Is Shochein Ali Aretz. His neshama is from the higher world, and his gufin is in this world. But l'chaora, there is a disconnect between these two worlds. When you're here, you can't go there, and when you're there, you can't come here. So says the Heilige Rebbe like this. If a person is zoche, he gets both worlds, the achor and the kedem. He gets this world and the next world. Man is made up, man is composed of both the upper worlds and the higher worlds. We have both. We have a body, we have a soul. And what happened to man's soul? Man's soul was sent down here, and also woman's soul. And it's always Ratzov Shelf, backwards and forwards, like before the sin, like Nishmas Eliyahu Hanavi that's going up and down. The Sfasema says in Shabbos Shuva, Tafrei Samach Gimel, the Yermaslik Siv, that it says in Yechezkel Vachayos, and the animal angels, Ratz of Asher, were going back and forth. Ki Abriya Spashtis Achiyus Vasar Mamaros Pesachan Avram, because Bria is the extension of the life and the ten Mamaros and the ten utterances which God created the world within the creations. V'tzarech lios chazaras achiyus tamed el asharish, and the chiyus always has to go back to the root. In other words, the bria is the extension of the chiyus, and the chiyus has to always go, this life, this vitality has to go back to the source. Ratzov v'shov goes out and it goes back in, it goes back and forth, back and forth. V'cheinu ayamuchan adam rishon kodem achein, so adam rishon was prepared for the sin last l'mayil of l'arid l'mata b'li yishtanus. Man could have gone up and down before sin without changing, like Eliyahu Navi, Allah Shema Be'erid, Mishta Lamedalit, he goes up, down, up, down, up, down. The Heiligor Chaim HaKadosh, Bereshis Gimel Yodalit, Ki Yesh L'chol Adas, is brought in the B'nei Bina edition of the Heiligor Sfasemis. Zakhtor Chaim, Ki Yesh L'chol Adas, Ki Im Lohoy Adam Yochol Ochameitz Adas, Hayamatzeb Olamazeb Olamelion Ka'achas. If man wouldn't have eaten from the tree of knowledge, then he would have been in this world and in the upper world at once. Just like a person who lives in the house and in the attic. When he sinned, he became so megusham, so physical. Now we can't live in both worlds anymore. In this world, the only way that you can get there is if there's a shtanas hageshem, if the gashmias changes, and that's the misa of man. That's why a person has to die to be able to get to the next world. But if not for the sin, we wouldn't have had to die in order to get to that next world. Now we have to die to get to that world. Says the Or Chaim, Pasuk Chav Beis, Kitzul Sachet Adam Masig Lalus L'Sadim Boi L'Mitzri B'Dibus Shehu V'Yidor B'Aliyu B'Chotzer. If we would have been Zeicha, if not for the sin, we would have been able to go up there and have pleasure in the internal life as he is. And he lived in the attic and in the courtyard. It's Eilamad Me'Elo Anavi. That's what he did. Nothing can go up and down, but our body was tarnished by sin. Parshas B'chukosai, K'shebar Hashem Chav Gimel Chav Vav Gimel, K'shebar Hashem Adarishem Ba'Lamazai Sekamana Kiyale Yola Yala Shemayim Lo Yitzchayim Beitzur Yachbots. God created man in order to be able to go up whenever he wants, and he'll live in the house and in the attic at the same time. And he's in this world, he's doing what he's got to do, and then he says, I'm going to go up to Shemayim now, I'm going to have some like supreme pleasure. But now we're not Zeich anymore. But Eliyahu is, Vayali Arbasar Shemayim, but Da'i Rosa Demi Allah Shemayim Vayere. Loeva Barnash, the Sokh, Shemayim, Rucha, Dileva, Nachas, Lavasa, Latata, Bar Eliyahu. Somebody went up and down like Eliyahu, because Eliyahu is Nachas, a Solik Leil of Nachas, Latata. He goes up and he goes down. So that was the original purpose of man. Vim Zacha. So, we're created, Taka, that's why we have a body and a soul. Ideally, our body should have been so pure, we've been able to go up. Now we're not able to do it, Nebuch. V'im zacha perish li'o zach, that's what it means, zach, it means z'chus avos. Like Rav Dessler explains, what's pshat z'chus avos? That we have the zachus of the avos, we have the purity of the avos. V'im zacha, it says in the Medrash, noichel beiz olamas, li'o zachu bar lev shle'i kabel shtanis li'i divrei olamaz, az motzi gami olamaz, in kud pnimis uv zadam koichoi, yofi min amalachim shen yucholam le'er bar olamaz, v'dal mishalech bim kevtom li'as oyla v'yoyred. In other words, if a person is zeicha, and he purifies himself, then he can taste a little bit of olam haz, baba, even in olam haz. Ach lo kol adam zeicha le'zah, but not everybody is zeicha, that is l'chein emar l'adam rishon b'yom ha'chamein mos tomas, kol ha'shpala v'yishtanis nikra misa. That not everybody's zochet to this nefer says be'adam rishon, and the day away from it you're going to die, because every being lowered and every changing is called misa, like it says in the Zohar Kaddish Parshas Naso, kol man dinochas midah kadma dove be'kari be'misa. When you go from the madrega you're on, and then you go to lower madrega, that's called misa. Person sins, it's a type of misa, like we see by Pyro. Doesn't mean he literally died, but he went down from the madrega that he was on. Kiyada, because Adam knew that he didn't have the koach to remain pure. That he's not going to be mekabel shino, he's not going to change through eitz hadas tovara. It says in Kedoshim, Tafresh Nun Hei, and Dibor Maskel B'Medrash, Deisa b'shem Arizal. B'yitzis Mitzrayim d'chsiv. Ani v'loy malach. B'yitzis Mitzrayim says, I am not an angel. K'mirov tamis Mitzrayim v'loy yochel malach v'lichanas b'socho. Because Mitzrayim was so impure, no angel could go there. V'kadosh Baruch Hu l'fi etzem k'dushasim nivdol m'royim b'chol mokon. God is so holy, he's so elevated, and therefore he's above any place. V'atam morim lo'ilam Hashem. You are always exalted. Roman was ata b'olamecha. You have this exaltedness in your world. D'chsiv v'ata and you. There's the tzaddikim. They can also be misraim, and they can also exalt themselves to b'chinas kedusha. Malzurish v'Yisrael amalachim. This maila, this positive quality the Jews have over the angels. Sharei b'nei Yisrael yardu mitzrayim. We'll call malchum nishur b'kedusha because we went down to this impure place of Mitzrayim. We remained holy, and that's what it says in the Medrash. Ve'ikra Rabbah Chavdal Ches Kila Malachim Kedusha Achas v'nei Yisrael Shtei Kedushas. They have one kedusha, we have two. Because the kedusha of the malach is that he's nivdol min hagashmius. We have another kedusha that even though we're in the gashmius, we can still remain holy. And that's what it means, the shevach that the Jewish people are given, kasheshana bein achoichim, like a rose among thorns, shir shir and beis beis. That even though we're a rov b'olam hazeh, we are like a shoshana. We guard our pnimius hakedusha. And achyesh kadosh l'malam hazeh, but there's something even higher than us. So there's the angels, then there's us, and then there's God. Even though God created everything, gives everything existence, but he remains in his holiness. What a human being can't understand. How do you come down here and be involved in this world and remain holy? But that's what a God can do. He can be involved in the world and remain completely separate at the same time. And that's what it says. Yachol kamoni. I might think that a person could be like God. But no, it's not happening. Think again. And that's the taina of the Oysa Rosh, Abram Yisim Kelokim Yodei Tov Vera, the Nachas said, Abba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'yocham Ena Mos Tomus, Ki Goli V'Lefanav Shlo Haya Adam Arishan Roy Adayin L'Kadosh Al Yonazu. So God said, God knew that the Adam Arishan was going to go down. That's why God said, B'yom HaKadosh Ena Mos Tomus. The day you eat from it, you are going to die. Why? Because he knew, God knew it had happened. Man was not going to be able to stand that same adrega of not changing. He's going to have this yurida. So again, misa doesn't have to mean die. Because everyone asks, he didn't die in the day he ate from it. So there are a number of terutzim, and one of them is that death is the yurida b'madrega. Afterwards, Jewish people give him Torah mitzvah, Shem Ruchazal. God wanted to purify the Jewish people, therefore he gave them Torah mitzvahs. And with this we can be pure, not to be mekabel l'shinu, not to be changed from this world. The mitzvahs of Hashem are pure. With the mitzvahs we remain pure. Torah, it says it's only truly free person is one who learns Torah. And that's the Iker Cheres that the Jewish people were Zochem when we left Egypt, not to be bound up and clinging to the vanities and emptiness of this world. This tzipor dror, this bird of freedom, is called that name because of his freedom. From the Russian dror, what's dror? Dror yikra lebeni bat. Medayer be daira umovis schayra b'chol medina. Medayer be daira, that he's b'shus atzmo. He can live wherever he wants. And then he's movil schayra. He brings goods throughout the whole medina. To Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and daf tes amud beis. V'chein haremez b'nishbis ha'odam. And this is a remez to, this is a hint to the soul of man. A person's soul is called tzror, it's called a tzipor dror. So the soul of man also, we can fly, that we have this capacity to go up and not to be changed. So through the koach of mitzvahs, we could truly be free. We can get this nachla, nachla is a hamshacha, that we can get, we noichel shtei olamos, we can draw the next world into this world. The next world is called Olam Haba. It's just a hemshech of this world. It's not something completely new. So we even have the power in this world through Torah and mitzvahs to draw a little bit of taste of that world into this world. It says in Parashas Kisisa Tafresh and Vav, so Sam says, Kamosha Adam Rishon Kaidim Achait, Hayoila Vyori Boilamelian Vatachlan, before sin, man, Adam Rishon was going up and down from the upper worlds to the lower worlds, Shkain Nivra Adam Lias Kolomelian of Tachton. That's why man was created to be composed of two parts of the upper worlds and the lower worlds, of Zeikar Acheris. That's the Iker freedom, Shalis Kashira and Nefesh Beguf, Fuchalalis Bucholais, that the Nefesh shouldn't be too connected to the Guf. That you can always go up like Elio and Navi, Allah Shemayim Vyarid Mishalam Medalit. We were freed when we left Egypt. What's drawer? That we have this freedom like a bird that's flying, we can go wherever we want. So too, we have this soul, ideally we created with the soul, that we can just go up to Shemayim. Asher lo nasal ashav nafshi shmiris bris hamaor v'lo nishbal amir bris haloshin. That's what it says. Mi ala barashim. You want to know who can go up in the mountain of God? Who can get so close to God? Who can taste some olam habi olam hazeh? Neki chapayim. You have to have clean hands. Ubar levav asher lo nasal ashav nafshi. You have to have a pure heart, which is referring to the bris hamaor, that a person's shomer bris. Person shomer bris, he zocher to be mekayim niki chapayim uvar leivav shelo nasel shav nafshi velo nishba lemirma. It's not in vain. There's no wasted seed. Velo nishba lemirma, and that's the bris halashon. So a person has to be careful with his bris and with his lashon. And with his, those are the two brisos God made, two covenants God made with the Jewish people, bris hamaor and bris haloshon. So when we left Egypt, we had bris milah, which is bris hamaor of the skin, and then bris haloshon is pesach, right? The speech called marvelous abritzis mitzrayim. Even bris milah is even a rameh. Then on one end it's bris hamaor, it's the skin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut off the skin, and then there's also bris, and it's also called milah, which is word. We also have to keep our words holy and pure. And a person has to have a lot of koach to do the maisim of this world, not to be so involved in this worldly matter. You gotta do what you gotta do, but you don't have to be so excited about it. You want to be miskasher to the olamos helyonim. You want to be nochel both in the next world and even to taste in this world, the upper worlds. So what do you have to do? So you do things here kalachar yad, and then you're not so. That's what the person's called, a ben olam haba. It's called a ben olam haba because even though he's here, he's like a son of olam haba, but he's really living there. And a person who's not is called an ama aretz. He's a man of the earth. He's so involved in the earth. His whole life revolves around the earth. So a person does it. He's memayis olam hazeh. Because what this world is trying to do is this world is trying to ensnare you and trying to tell you, no, this is all there is. This is all there is. Just enjoy yourself. But that's not what we're supposed to be. We are supposed to realize that this world is, we're only here to get close to Hashem. So whatever doesn't bring us close to Hashem, whatever is purely this worldly is kalachar yad. And whatever is godly, that we do with all of our brand, with all of our fire. We have to be meshubed. We have to be meshuchor from olam hazeh. We have to be all the addictions we spoke about before, not to be addicted to anything olam hazedik. So a person has to be straight, achor v'kedem, backwards and forwards, straight, back and forth. Shiadam yashar, uvezem avdi. And with this, he separates between tov and ra. Vosa tarasu kevam malachto olam hazeh roy. So you make your ikar the Torah, and the avoda that you have to do is only aray. It's aray in time. You don't spend too much time working, only what you have to. And it's also aray in your kochas and nefesh, that you realize that the ikar is the avodas Hashem, and not to follow, not to make that the ikar in your mind. Okay, even a person has to spend more time at work, but to realize what the most important thing is. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought them b'chachma shiuchal hakeh b'atzmutz v'shkam t'vorem musim tzorech l'asuk b'hem v'oysa sam kalachar yad l'fi shem musim b'enev m'shtana yudeyim v'kasiyus t'rechav shaladam. Imagine, person goes to the bathroom. Person's ever hear people talking excitingly about going to the bathroom? No, we just do it. We want to get it over with. We want to get out of there as quickly as possible. Nobody wants to stay in there. I remember I once went to a simcha and I had to relieve myself. So I was in the bathroom and I was in there for a few minutes. I had to relieve myself. And this guy starts smashing down the door, like, get out, get out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I don't really want to be in here. I'm only here because I have to be. You know, chill out, dude. But, you know, he wanted in. But he only wanted in also to get out. But nobody really wants to be in there. So that's the way we should relate to this world. This world is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. But you're not really. It's a little gross. You know, you wash your hands afterwards. Niki chapayim. Right? So, but in the ruchnius, your head is always in a much higher place. A person's involved in very, very big things. Right? You ever watch a movie? And you know, stam a person goes to the bathroom. That's never going to be in the movie. You never like sitting there for 15 minutes waiting for him to finish, and then the movie continues, because that's not interesting. You just want to get away. When I get to the exciting part, when something actually happens, that's just removing the waste. Unless something is going to happen, you know, he was murdered in the bathtub. Okay, say that's already exciting that they'll show in the movie. But we're talking about regular. It's Moes. You know, you're not interested. So in general, a lot of Olam Hazadik of things should be Moes for a person, and his head is always, he's besimcha. It's not that he doesn't like. He's besimcha because his head is always on a higher place with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't change because of Olam Hazir. You have to hate. Yes, there's room for hatred in this world. Hate anything that removes you from God. And everything that brings you close to God, you love. But everything that removes you from God, tachlis sinna sinasim. It's complete sinna. Those who hate you, God, I hate. Anything that brings you and me away from you. Then you remain pure and you take what's pure out of what's impure. Nachal is the stream that never stops. It never stops. Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis Amud Beis. And Hevle Olam Hazar Lefi Shah. Amishayim Mekdusha Malan Itzusim Amdios Bechal Nachala. Do you want something that's going to be an Ein Lahefsik? You want to be Noichel, this world? You want this world to be forever? Alright, great. Live your life be Kedusha. The person just eats his hamburger, that's it. The hamburger comes, the hamburger goes. But if a person's eating be Kedusha and he's living be Kedusha, he elevates those sparks and it's forever. He's Noichel Beis Olamos. It's Ein La Hefzik. Even this world has no Hefzik. You can make this world eternal by elevating all those holy sparks. Greater is 1 hour of tshuva and ma'asim tovim in this world than all of the next world. That when a person has one ratzon for aviv shebashamayim, he has one ratzon for God, like the Sfasemis says. Avos Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. He writes there that Shoz Miloshan Vayisha Hashem El Hevel. God listened to him. God turned to him. Ratzon. God had a will for him. So when a person has one will, Shoachas, in this world, if Shuvan Ma'aseh Tovim, that's all he wants, and the Geshem doesn't stop him, the Gashmis doesn't stop him, then he becomes higher than a Malach. So Shah can also be Mtaka 1 hour, because that's when we got the Torah. And this Kedayos is Shah, and that Shah was worthwhile to bring our Neshamas down to this world, and this is all Ladur, this remains Ladurus. It's the tree of life to those who grab onto it. Keep Olam Hazim Mitzu the Prusik Moshkasa Bekitzpar Machos Bepach. Shnevish Mizdabik Bevle Oilam Veniochalalois Voisik Batorinik Ritzipur Dwar Uben Choirin. In other words, this world is trying to ensnare you, it's trying to capture you into all of its stuff, all of the things. You go into a store. This is like going to this, you go to Best Buy. Oh, 63rd and Broadway, I think. I walk in there, you see all these machines and all these toys and all these zachin and all these olam hazin, the fanciest new phones and computers and games. Like, wow, this is great, this is great. And you walk into a clothing store, you just see thousands of racks and clothing. If you like this, you like to wear that, everybody what they like. You walk into a restaurant, you see what's on the menu. There's so many things in this world that are drawing us in. And we have to remember that we have to be free of this. We have to be free of this Mitsuda Prusa, of this net that's trying to ensnare us, not to be involved in the heavenly Olam Hazeh, because then he can't go up anymore. But a person's Osek Batari, it's called a Tzipor Dror, Ein Ben Chor El Misha Osek Batari, then he's not a slave to all the things of this world. No. A little bit of a service from the Sfas Emes, and there's so much more to say, sweet friends, but Shabbos is coming so close to us, and this is Shabbos Parshas Tezri Mitzor and Chutz Laretz Chorem is Kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael. We should be zocher to have an Aliyah Mirtz Hashem. We should taste the next world and this world, and we should make this world last forever into the next world. They should both be Nachlas, they both last forever. And we should be zocher Lilmo Olam Elishmo Lassav Simcha Utuv Leib Merov Kol Amen Ben Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.